It's all to the Gooch.
And let me know when it's time.
Man, it's time.
Hey, yo, so we back in here like we were supposed to be. You haven't heard from us, but let me just go ahead and just say what it is right now. This is Fuck This Podcast. I
feel like it's been a year, man.
It feel like it's been forever, but you know what? It's no better time than right now being the right time.
Who phone is going off like
Somebody's phone is going crazy right now, but somebody shout out to the world, man. What's good? What's good to the listeners, man? What's happening? It's your boy. You already know me. I shouldn't even really need to say who it is. It's your boy TG. What's good with y'all? Ooh,
that boy squeaking that chair. I can hear that thing
is
squeaking, boy.
Is that? Yeah. He's with the squeakery.
He's with the squeakery, boy. Your man Chris Silver's in the building.
Chris Silver's in the building.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
He's out here.
Yes. Legendary super chef. What's good, Class?
Yeah, what we got going on with that with Chris Silver, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, let the people know. That legendary tower was... Let me go ahead and switch my chair real quick for
We still.
A nigga can't really feel like he can sit perfectly still in the hood.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, we still in the hood.
You see, I'm in the same kind of chair. Like,
yeah,
I gotta
we
be
got these chairs, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't tell me
y'all had the squeaky chair.
Oh, yeah, look, man. Yeah. It's still real, man. It's nothing but real. It still feels like we in the good.
Oh, yeah. We to the good.
Yeah. Crown Royals is pouring. I got my guys in the building, man. We just in here, you know, Fuck This Podcast. We do apologize for the little bit of time that we've been away, but man, we just been chilling and doing what we got to do to get this shit started. And I'm currently on the Crown Royal. You already know how we do it. The apple is really apple, and we just feeling good right now. You feel me? Like, I know right now, if you listening and you haven't heard the artist spotlight with Keyonce, please go check that out.
She please
definitely be having all types of new music, all types of new artists, and all types of new flavors that y'all definitely need to tune into. And she definitely is doing a great job.
Shout outs to Major
putting
Key.
putting those moves together and all of that. So yeah, so we back.
Shout outs to Irv. You know what I'm saying? He got a show coming out. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a very good show. It's gonna be very, very pro-black and political, and that's what we love around here. So shout out to Rush. We ain't got a name for it yet, but it's coming soon, so y'all be prepared for that. You see what I'm saying?
Be prepared. Be very prepared. And everybody that's in, out there right now, we just came off of, a horrible All-Star weekend. I definitely did.
Man, you wildin' that All-Star weekend.
Okay,
fire.
Well, I was really...
Psych, I'm lying.
Okay, I'm about to say, I really was liking the East and West game because the dunks was amazing. Like,
you know, I wasn't even feeling that.
I was, because your boy LeBron took a little... His own alley-hoop dunk that just
and
was
then,
like
and
electrifying.
And then sat the whole half. Mm-hmm. I never
know,
seen no shit like that
know,
in my life.
I mean, I seen
well,
that
didn't
too.
He did do a whole lot, though.
He really didn't do a whole lot.
We here for the fans,
I
bro.
I just really feel like that the dunk contest was so trash that even those dunks, to me, were electrifying. At least I got to see something that didn't have a fucking drone dropping a ball down.
I mean,
trying to dunk.
Let's be
I'm
real.
Talking, I seen some real dunkeries.
Can we be real for a second?
Be really.
If niggas would have did them dunks that they did in the game at the dunk contest, the crowd wouldn't have been feeling that. Only reason niggas like them dunks, because in-game dunks are always better. Like, when you in-game and you doing shit like that, it's always better.
Because you're supposed to not be able to do it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So the in-game dunks be crazy. But if they did that shit in the slam dunk contest, niggas would be like, that shit regular as hell. He threw it off the backboard and caught it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like, he did it in the game, too. You know what I'm saying? So definitely got to take it into consideration, man.
Yeah, but that slam dunk contest was some super duper
mediocre at best dunk contest that I was very dissatisfied with. Let's just go ahead and say that the dunk contest is definitely gone. It's it's a thing of the past. It doesn't exist. Might just have to get rid of it altogether. There's no reason.
Can't say that.
How do you feel? Like, how do you feel? Like, I didn't get to see any dunks that made me really be like, this was like.
Like a fan still lobbying for the idea of these stars still playing in a dunk contest, because it's just like it's apparent that
I'm gonna tell you why you can't say that. I feel like it's just the motherfuckers they picking, like, that's making it terrible. Cause like,
what up,
LeBron?
What up,
LeBron ain't fuck with the dunk
Shout
contest.
Out my G's.
You see what I'm saying? If he'd have been in that shit, it'd have been crazy. But he don't want to be in it. You know what I'm saying? It'd have been crazy if you could have got to see fucking LeBron versus fucking Blake Griffin.
Mm, yeah.
That would have been crazy. But niggas don't do it for the fans no more. You feel
don't
me?
Do it for the fans.
So what they need to do is they need to get them niggas that got that show with Shaq and Kenny in them. Mm. They need to take some niggas off the street and go ahead and let them do it. Or put them niggas on the street against the NBA niggas.
For real. Do it for the
fans. Because if the NBA niggas' pride is on the line, then they going to dunk like they fucking supposed to dunk.
Hell yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't for the street. Ain't about to cover our head, OD on us like that. So then niggas going to take that shit serious.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But until then, it's gonna
yo,
be
let's
garbage.
Talk about how Klay Thompson didn't even like. How, he got put
he
out,
get
the,
out
first,
the first round, but your man,
the first round.
Your man, what's the name? He get out the first round either. Your man, the nigga that was in the dunk contest last year.
Yeah, it was talking about Williams
from
trash
the Magic.
Too.
Gordon, he ain't get out the motherfucking
man,
first round either.
He was just doing things that I don't even know what the fuck. He was just doing all.
Yo, that drove
he was
shit.
Doing all
I was
sorts
sitting
of
there
things.
Looking
I was
at this nigga with the retarded face.
He
like,
ain't got. He
ain't,
he's done for. Like it's like he's doing. He's just doing things. Like you know what I'm saying. I didn't really see if that was gonna be anything. But
like,
yeah.
My man, you had the drone, drop the ball, and you wasn't doing nothing with it. What is the fuck? That shit was crazy. I was like, yo, this nigga's wild. He don't even want to be here, really.
Really, All Star Weekend.
Which is why. Which is why I didn't even watch it. You know,
you ain't watch it?
I ain't watch none of it.
I thought I watched the celebrity game. Fire like last year.
I ain't watched
last
the celebrity
year was very
game.
Fire.
The celebrity game I heard had P. Miller out there though. Mm. Heard he was running real stocky. Like.
Definitely heard about P. Miller.
When was the celebrity game?
I think it was Friday night.
Yeah.
It was Friday night. I seen a couple memes already slandering him. But I mean, really, at the end of the day, I mean,
you talking about Master P?
Yeah, that's what
but
I
he used to be nice though.
P. Miller. I'm just talking about at that game on Friday night.
So he
turned.
Oh,
game,
he old and washed.
Heard he was. Heard he. Yeah, they made a few memes about him. If you didn't
yo,
see,
yo, I ain't seen them yet, yo.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. If you didn't see it, you missed it because the yo, shit was crazy. And them niggas was just yeah, I didn't see that. I just seen the memes from it, so I didn't think I missed anything. The dunk contest, I could have stayed away. The three contests, I was like, okay, I seen Porzingis do his thing right there with the skills test. He's a monster. I think he's a great player.
I had him honestly. And Isaiah Thomas in the final joint, so I knew he was going out of the big man. I knew he like the most skilled big man in the league.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. You know what I'm saying? So
he get busy.
He getting busy. Yeah, but I just think that Anthony Davis was he's the Mac. That nigga was out there giving everybody the issue out
speaking
there.
Speaking of Davis.
AD.
How you feel about this thing him and Cousins got going on, the motherfucking Twin Towers thing?
Man, that's a deep issue. Like, because I think it's unfadable. What you think?
I think
it's unfadable.
I think them niggas gonna do damage, but
I think it's unfadable.
I do believe though under the old rules they would have did even more damage. But
I'm gonna be honest, man, like when it comes to the NBA, I'm always like upset when I'm talking about these trades that put these really good basketball players together, because I'm still sore about this CP3 block, man.
Oh yeah. You know? Oh, you a Laker fan?
I'm always gonna be.
Come
a Laker
on,
fan.
He's a Laker. He
you know
is.
What I'm saying?
I'm
sitting
faithfully
in between a motherfucking Laker fan and a Cowboy fan. I can't deal.
That's crazy, man. That you bring up my wonderful team into this, bro. Like, you know, we finished the season doing what we had to do, so whatever.
Y'all ain't finish it like y'all supposed to finish it.
Yeah, but you know, we still America's team. And anybody that got something to say about that,
I think the Patriots is America's team now.
I guess so.
Who?
I think the Patriots is America's team.
Nah, right now in the Trump era, we don't count. Nothing in the Trump era counts.
Patriots been
nothing in the Trump era counts.
11, 12, 15 years, something like that.
For the last 2 decades, they've been dominating real bad. Like, I don't know where you've been.
Yeah. Nothing matters.
Like the Cowgirls ain't done nothing.
I don't care.
Like,
it don't matter.
Yo, it's girls in college right now that wasn't born yet.
I don't care, bro.
When the fine girls in college
Cowboys
right now that
forever
wasn't born yet.
America's team. We have the best running back in the country right now.
You think so?
Yes. He's only going to get way better. Nah, he's only going to get way more nicer. Emmitt Smith has already gave him the green light. That means everything.
I always say he's good. Because your old line is really good. I don't really know how good he is. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
I don't really know how good he is, man.
Really?
How good is he, though? I got to ask you how good he is.
I'm going to just say, my guy is like, he's destined for greatness.
You think so?
He's destined for greatness.
He can do
We're
better.
Talking about somebody
we
great.
See.
We're talking about somebody
nigga,
great
see.
Here. We going to see.
Nigga, we
and talking
see.
About we going to see. What's up with your boy Drake out there in the UK? The boy grew balls and said that he will never fuck with Meek Mill again. And he said for all the shit that he helped Meek do, he feels...
Meek flipped on him.
feels like Meek gave him the shit in and the stick and said that he don't want to fuck with you.
I'm gonna tell you.
The stuff that he did for you, Meek. All of the stuff that he did for you.
Because Drake peeped what the nigga Meek did. Meek would thought he was going to bully this nigga and he wasn't going to respond. You feel me? Like, he thought he was going to say that shit. And then, you know, he think Drake is a soft nigga. Because, like, really nobody expected Drake to drop no shit.
Everybody thought he was soft. How do you expect that when he's an incredible songwriter?
When the nigga Drake dropped that first charged up shit, he thought Meek was like going OD. But then he was like, oh shit, this nigga wasn't even prepared.
He wasn't even done, right.
Like, he was like, he thought the nigga was
prepared. He already had two songs ready for him.
That's when he figured out the nigga was running off of emotion. And I guess he thought Drake wasn't going to respond. So that nigga hit him with two.
He hit him with two.
And he said he happy with the win. Like, he said it was a clear win.
Definitely.
And that nigga was talking that shit, though. The nigga little Drake got a little bit savage.
Anytime you get hit with a 1-2 and it gives you months to recuperate.
Yeah.
And you come back, and like the fire ain't even the same.
Yeah.
Your hits don't hurt nowhere near as hard.
Right. I agree. That shit is crazy. But at the end of the day, the boy Drake won fair and square. You can't even hate on him.
With a club record.
And he finally done an interview. You know, listening to the OVO interview, he finally done a damn interview.
Because what's about to drop?
More life.
That's right.
More Life will be out, they say, soon.
He said it's not an album.
And it's a playlist. Actually, it's a playlist. It's not an album. It's not a mixtape. It's a playlist. It's from the OVO and them. Yum, yum.
It's a haiku.
It's a haiku. Yes, sir. And
it's a relaxing ass.
I seen the DJs already playing some singles. You know what I'm saying? DJs was already saying that the shit going. Yeah, the DJs is definitely playing More Life right now. Everybody's playing that 21 Savage record. That niggas be scheming. You know what I'm talking about. Put me in the fucked up position.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gonna call my bros first? Yeah, like that's all. Let me call my bros. But yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Like on some real shit. Like that's like that. He got singles already. The nigga's in the paint. Like Drake went at a nigga that was in the paint.
Yeah,
that nigga.
You feel me? Drake went at a nigga that he couldn't contain. And for that, Drake he caught an L.
He couldn't contain. Meek went.
For a nigga he couldn't contain.
Part of him, people. He lit right now.
Oh yeah, I'm on the Crown Royal. They know how I do. But anyway, let me. Yo, don't talk about the loud. Yo, while we was talking about the loud, Class couldn't even stand it, y'all. Like he couldn't even. This nigga out of the room.
Couldn't even stay away.
This nigga had to go. This nigga went with his head out the window.
He was talking while he was saying at the same time.
He was like, yo.
The volume was too loud, man.
He was like, yo, what's wrong, yo? Like, I was like, damn, bro.
I couldn't even properly structured sentence out this motherfucker. Like,
it'd be like that, man.
It'd be like that. But yeah, shout out to everybody at the in the OVO camp. They work hard for the boy Drizzy. And they definitely make sure he got the hits out there.
You peep what the nigga said about Kanye?
He said he don't.
He low key said that motherfucker crazy.
He said he distanced himself. Is that what he said? He said he don't ever know
how the nigga gonna act. He said he went from one minute they was making a project together to the next minute he hear too much of him on the radio.
Mm.
He like, so you never know how. Basically, he was calling the nigga bipolar.
I mean, he's definitely sensitive, man.
You know what I'm saying?
He definitely is.
You know, like, you never know what Kanye.
I'm not gonna
like,
say
you
he's
don't
sensitive.
Know which Kanye you gonna he's get. Emotional. And Kanye done flipped on everybody.
Very emotional.
You see what I'm saying?
He flipped on MTV like it was nothing.
He flipped on your boy Hov. He flipped on Sway.
It was ugly.
He tried to flip on Sway.
I think he tried. I definitely feel
he
like
flipped, but it was like a weird flip because it came out of nowhere. It was random as hell. It was
random.
A random flip.
Random.
I was like, what the fuck? Why is this nigga tripping? Like, why is this nigga tripping? Kanye is a nigga nail. Like, you gotta ask yourself, why are you tripping, bro?
Hey, but niggas made a meme.
Why are you tripping?
Like, why are you tripping? That shit is a household phrase now. How Sway? Like, as soon as somebody say some stupid shit, how Sway? You know what I'm saying? So
he branded some shit. Even when he fucking up, he branded some shit, right? The nigga is a genius. You know what I'm saying?
He is, though.
Hey, but did y'all see his girlfriend did the poetry slam?
His girlfriend?
Yes.
He got a girlfriend?
His ex-girlfriend.
The one that died, so she been throwing that down.
Yes. She did a little. Y'all seen it? Y'all ain't probably seen it.
No, I ain't seen it.
Look, slam? Yo, She did a poem about like him. a thing about him. Went so in. Oh, it's beautiful. And it's crazy because she mentioned everything. Like, she mentioned everything.
Nah, she didn't.
Listen, she summed up why he's doing what he's doing right now.
Did she give you a glimpse of why he's doing what he's doing right now?
She said it. She said he's not who he used to be. Like,
I need crazy. To check it out. Well, you can tell that from 3
Wire. I'm at the find that shit so y'all can check it. I'm gonna have to bring that shit up because that shit is crazy. I wish I could find it. I'm gonna have to find it. Y'all need to pull that shit up. It's on Twitter. It's one of those videos where it's like one of those Hurt Bay videos. I don't know if y'all know what that is.
Hurt Bay.
And hey, but what about Stranded Bay? Which one would you rather be, Stranded Bay or Hurt Bay?
Stranded Bay retarded, but look,
Stranded Bay is retarded.
Hurt Bay. Hurt Bay is even more retarded because I heard she back with the with homies. So.
Did you see the Instagram? Hurt Bay is back with Bay.
Hey, that whole Hurt Bay scenario.
That Hurt Bay scenario is that crazy.
Was slam on her, but you know what I'm saying? A lot of, I ain't gonna say a lot, but certain females like shit like that, so they're gonna be on your nuts even more the more you shit on them. You know what I'm saying? She back with the nigga, so you know how that go.
Yo, for real, like that shit is crazy because Hurt Bay. Like, first of all, shout out to the scene where Hurt Bay came from. From what I know originally, I don't really know what the scene is. I don't know if they like a some kind of like short film, I don't know what that was, but Hurt Bay was like it was very fucking random. Like, niggas cheat every day and go home and be chilling about it like it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, Hurt Bay became a phenom for what? Like, I just really ain't understanding. But the nigga is, he popping now. Like, his vagina rate just went up through the roof. And he cheated. He cheated.
Hey, I bet you it did, nigga. I know
I'm telling you, he about to get all the motherfucking, yeah, he about to get all the butt now just because he's Hurt Bay. You know what I'm saying? He's the situation. You feel me? And now since he played all the female, he couldn't even get him a number. He was like, I don't even know how many times. It was like,
he even count that shit.
She was like, what'd you do? He was like, everything. Like, I did everything. And she was like, what would you do? He was like, I don't know, I wasn't counting. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, now he about to get all the butt because of that. Like, then Stranded Bay. I heard about Stranded Bay. I read the whole scenario about Stranded Bay. But here's my thing. And if you're watching live, let me ask y'all a question and anything. If you get flown out somewhere, okay, your little internet crush, Twitter, whatever you on, whatever you finding out, you know what I'm saying? Wherever you're getting your things from now. Right. If you fly out to this location, they fly you out, right?
Okay,
what happens? Like, you don't get a round trip ticket? Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Hurt Bay was, you know, what it was. But Stranded Bay was just stranded in the airport. And the nigga who flew her out, she couldn't get in contact with him.
What do you do?
Okay. You buy a motherfucking plane ticket. Well, first of all, he didn't get you a round trip.
Nah,
he was just going to, look, he just paid for the ticket for you to get there so he could smash. And then he don't care about what happened to you after that.
After that.
She should have did it. She should have fucking made sure she was straight regardless. You know what I'm saying? She should have at least had enough to get her ass back home.
That's like Rule 101. You got to
just like the Don and Dash motherfucker. Like,
got to.
A nigga Don and Dash on you, but you should have your own money so a nigga can't even play you like that. I heard the girl did pay her own shit, but I'm just speaking for like certain scenarios and shit. Like, on it, like with the Don and Dash, he just motherfucking bounced on her, but she had her own.
We were supposed to have Don and Dash up here, yo. It's a funny situation behind that. That's how he let. I'm glad you brought that up. Don and Dash, if you're watching out there live, brother,
come
on Facebook,
speak your part, man.
Please come up here and speak your part, bro. I mean, I know that they didn't do you no justice on the radio. They tried to slander your name, bro. But
right.
I'm gonna tell you, I've never dined and dashed. I'll be honest, I never dined and dashed. But I will say, I've been catfished and feel ready to dine and dash.
Right. No, I mean, not dine and dash, but dine and ditch the table, pay your tab, and dash. Does that make sense?
Pay your joint.
So go, you know what I'm saying?
And then your joint. I mean, that's still, that's like exactly half a Don and Dash. I guess like a 50.
I'm pretty good with a 50-50.
Hey, go Dutch on that shit. Yo, hey, but for real, this is more. Yo, shout out to homie though, cause like, what's the female equivalent of a Don and Dash?
What you mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean?
What you mean by that, bro?
Bitches that want that don't fuck with you, but they did because they want to eat for free.
Yeah, that
they
that,
just want you to take them.
That's
out
the same
eat.
Shit to
it's
me.
It's the same shit.
That's the same
I'm
shit.
So it's like I gotta get you before you get me type shit.
Right. Because it was a big thing on Facebook, right? A lot of motherfuckers was like, "Oh, this nigga so lame. He dying and dash."
It was so one way, right?
But how many of y'all motherfuckers that been on dates with niggas y'all don't like? For some free
just
shit.
Just to eat.
For some free
you ain't gotta, some, just for some free
you
shit.
You ain't got to worry about your dinner tonight.
I had a situation like that one time before, like where I just, you know what I'm saying? So, my thing is this. Why do women agree to even go out with you if they don't really fuck with you? What we going to talk about? The food? Like, we talking about, like, what we trying to get into. And you just there for the food. Why you even agree to even? Like, you can feed yourself.
A lot of ladies like free shit. So,
definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of ladies like
can't say no.
Now a lot of niggas like the Don and Dash. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Niggas is out of there.
Made it a trend.
You know what I'm saying?
Hottest thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is the craziest thing.
Hey,
but
he probably felt like Shorty, you know what I'm saying, was there for some free shit. So he's like, all right, fuck you, bitch, and I'm out.
But didn't she say something like a homegirl was there too, right?
Huh?
A homegirl was there too, right?
I
somebody
don't know. See, I don't
the girl
know the
that
story.
Shared it said she knew her. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even know how that shit.
I don't even know the story
right there. But you know what I'm saying? I can't say what homie did was right, but I'm just speaking on.
I'm not gonna say it's wholly wrong.
I ain't gonna say it's totally wrong.
I'm just speaking on the double standard of why it's okay for a woman to go on date just to get free shit when they don't fuck with niggas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why do you agree to the date if you don't really fuck with me? If you don't fuck with me, just be like, you know what? I don't see you like that. You think I really want to take you out to eat just to. To chill with you, like
I'm kind of want
to.
Have
I mean, okay, like okay. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it like that because do respect. Like you do have some homegirls, you kick it with your homegirls, but I'm just saying that
but the conversation's still there with the homegirl.
Yeah,
the girl that want the meal, she really ain't got too much to talk about.
Yeah,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
she gonna be on the phone. You know, she gonna be doing a thing.
Yeah,
she gonna enjoy that meal though.
She gonna enjoy that meal though, and it's a free
Why
meal.
You texting a homie like,
oh yeah,
like be for
I'm
real.
Doing it.
Like, I
don't really fuck with this nigga.
I got
like
me
that.
One right now tonight.
But this motherfucking shrimp and lobster good as
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I be doing. What I'm done.
I'm about to eat for free, bitch.
I'm about to
Yo,
eat for free.
It's probably shorty that damn. It's probably a fine ass motherfucker right now that do that shit on the regular. Just eat for free over
there.
Man,
I'm pretty sure it's a lot of them that do it on the regular. I'm pretty sure that's a lifestyle. That's gotta be a lifestyle.
That shit a lifestyle.
It is.
I ain't never even thought about that shit. Like,
it's gotta be a lifestyle.
It's a motherfucker
bro.
That just go around eating for free.
That don't never have to pay for no food, bro.
Right.
Ever.
Niggas is of all shit. Things that a woman can get for free, a meal has gotta be like at the bottom of the list, bro.
Right. Motherfucker. So, like I said, that was a big thing, but. If I go online and say a motherfucker damn ate with me for because she wanted some free shit, I'd probably get like one comment. It wouldn't be a big thing. But that motherfucking post about that nigga Don and the Dash.
It was hilarious.
That shit
man.
Was hilarious. And it was like.
Because I was like, yo. I said, yo.
Yeah.
On the radio.
I was like, who is this?
A male comment.
The funniest thing was when I went to go look at the post. And I knew who it was. What I
knew.
I called my dog. I said, yo, Chris.
You took me there.
I said, is this the nigga that we did the what with the what? And he was like, yeah, that's the yo with the y'all. I said, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said no. This ain't my. Hey, this is my dog.
Hey, I'ma try.
The borough small, Mike Chi.
Yeah,
the
that's my boy,
was,
man.
The borough was very.
That's why I said
oh,
I know.
You know him.
I know my
yeah,
man
we
personally,
know
so
the nigga.
I'm not gonna say he's only wrong.
Kicked it with the nigga.
Yeah,
that my nigga got the fuck out of there.
He did.
Yo, shout out to the nigga Don and Dash. You really just you a legend, bro.
I think he's
you're
misunderstood, man.
Yeah, he's misunderstood.
Possibly could.
Nobody wants to be catfished.
Nobody
and held accountable for paying for a catfish meal.
That shit is.
That mean I got
damaging,
he said he got
nigga.
Catfish, right?
That's what he said.
I seen Shorty. Shorty was like, but see, that might be part of the catfish.
Catfish is like a.
And she might be crazy.
Catfish is
and
like
when
a.
When you see her, you like, yo.
Like, yo, you played
you,
the angles.
You
well.
Was here with the angles like no other. You mm-hmm. an angle master.
That's like an asterisk word. Like, you mentioned catfish.
You an angle master.
You mentioned catfish. You got to understand. The man said he got catfish.
Yeah, he said he got
catfish. Definitely said
that. How bad is that? That's very uncomfortable. But he said, you're not there with who you came to see.
He said homie was
fat. It's a stranger. I came this long way to meet up with a stranger. I'm not even talking to who this person. I thought this was Victoria, and it's Victor.
That's the only reason I could see a nigga really just getting up and leaving like that.
Yeah, because he's just like, he ain't feeling it.
Right.
I'm with this girl. Now, they said something like he ordered more, what did it say? He ordered more pico or something.
And
pico
got and out chips. Of there.
He ordered more pico and chips. Yeah. Nah, so he ordered the more pico and chips. And then, like, because, like, the waitress said she knew him from, like, social media or something. You hear that? Or something? I don't know.
Oh, that's how the
So, when she skirted, as soon as she skirted, that's when he was like, yo, I got to go. And then he skirted. So he looked off the waitress and he looked off his date at the same time. It was pretty hilarious.
And then he got the fuck out of there, son. I was rolling when I first
came back with the chips. Shit. Like, where's he at?
And then I'm like, yo, the shorty that shit, it wasn't even a motherfucking girl. Like, damn, y'all motherfuckers, y'all be on it for real.
Niggas be on that shit, and I really just gotta say, like, you know, I dine and dash. I would dine and dash.
I know you would.
That nigga kept it a stack. Own it, nigga.
I would dine and dash if I got the chance. Because I would dine and dash even if I'm not on a fucking date.
What do you mean?
If the damn waitress
take too long and I'm ready to go, I'm going to dine and dash on that ass.
That's a real nigga dine and dash, bro. I ain't mad at that.
I'm just talking about dine and dashing, period. I said I don't care what. I'm a dine and dash with the catfish. Without the catfish.
You dine and dash is, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. It's nothing wrong with dine and dash, period.
I've partaken. Dine and dash 2006. I've partaken on, like, the chips
sometimes
and sauce.
Sometimes you got to give up a blessing. Free food is the blessing.
You right.
Free food
We've
is
done
the
that
blessing.
Before, though.
We've done that.
We've done that before.
We've done that.
You right. We've dashed. We've dashed like a
check it out, ladies. If you on that free food shit, dine and dash 2017.
I can't pay your way if you ain't trying to talk. I'm sorry.
So if you sitting across from a nigga and you just on your phone and you ain't saying shit, you better at least pretend like you happy to be on that thing.
God damn.
Because he going to dash you.
I'm going to dash the shit out of your ass.
You know what I'm saying? You going to get the fuck out of there.
It ain't worth it.
So stop playing with him.
It ain't worth it. That's $12 I can keep in my pocket.
That nigga said $12. I feel you. What the fuck y'all at? Applebee's, nigga?
We ain't going nowhere serious, man.
That's what's up.
That's a first date type shit, man.
Where you at?
That's a real nigga spot.
You ain't about to take her to LeBlanc's and go Roots Fresh first date.
Hey, you know what? Right now, I got to say this. Right now, while we're talking about Dine and Dash and Hurt Bay and Stranded Bay, listen, this is a question I really would like to ask the females out there, and I just want to get a real response. Fuck with us. Hit me on the Facebook. I know y'all know where you can find us at. I'm going to definitely post the email. But listen, I just want to ask this question. I should have asked beforehand. I'm going to ask my guys too. Is it a bad thing, or is it something that's unheard of? Or is it something that's just something that they don't really do, but they should? Is it bad for a female to pay for the first date? Is it something that's wrong? Is it something that's so against what the fuck gentlemen, whatever it's supposed to be, like, what is that? Like, let me tell you why I say that, right? I had this particular female, she came on to me, she like me, you know what I'm saying? We cool and everything like that. And she wanna hang out, so I'm like, hey, yeah, you know. I say, yo, what you gonna do? I'm gonna flip it on you. I say, yo, what's up? You wanna take me out? She said, oh, you tried that.
I seen when you put the text on that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, so you know it's a real situation.
Yeah, you told me that, too.
Okay, she said, oh, you tried that. I said, but what? You want to hang out, bro? You want to hang out, right?
I see when you put the text on that shit.
You want to hang out? She like, yeah, but... She like, yeah, but it's... You tried it. You supposed to pay.
So what's up? Come on now. They don't want to talk about the other double standard. They don't want to talk about that.
Look, this is what I feel like. Old-fashioned shit only matters...
If you're an old-fashioned woman.
No, not even. It only matters to women, period,
when it benefits them.
Okay.
You ask a motherfucker, should men still open the door? Yes. Should men pay on the first date? Yes. Should a woman stay in the kitchen? Does she belong in the kitchen all day?
They gonna say no.
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 Is a woman supposed to pick up behind you, wash your dirty drawers all day?
They gonna say no.
No. That shit only matters. Old fashioned shit only matters when it benefits them.
Okay.
Cause listen, if you don't belong in the kitchen no more, right? I'm just saying, does that mean that I don't have to pay on the dates since we on some new wave shit?
Since it's even, right?
Right.
Since everybody's all for quality. Since everybody's independent, you know, since World War II, since everybody's independent now, y'all done got to taste the factory and all that.
And I ain't trying to sound chauvinistic. I'm just pointing out. Either you going to do it all the way or you going to not do it all the way.
Can't stop halfway.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because if I okay, you don't belong in the kitchen, and I agree with you. So that means we can do this like 2017 and we can go Dutch on the first date.
Let's do it.
What's the problem with it?
Let's do it. Or you can shock the world. You can shock the system and say, hey, let me take you out.
I got this today, baby.
Let me take you out. First time ever.
Like, and then shit like that's going to make a nigga want to spend money on you next time. Like, he got a real one.
He want to take you on a really, really nice date.
Yeah, this nigga, you know what I'm saying? You want, y'all got a date. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, see that? He going to be like, whoa, she's different.
He going to feel that in his knees. He going to be like, that. I don't know what that's about.
I got to fuck with her. I got to take care of her ass because I can't, you know what I'm saying? But they ain't going to think like that.
They don't want to.
It was a big thing, though, on the book, though. It's a fucking big thing.
It was.
It was like, no. These niggas weak, niggas shit, and I'm just sitting here like, well, shit. Everybody's situation different. Work for y'all might not work for them.
True.
Which might not work for them.
True.
Stop trying to hold everybody to your standards because you're not in a relationship with everybody. Do what the fuck work for you. If this shorty want to fucking buy her man shit on the first date, then let her do that shit. Live, they might fucking last 50 years.
They might
and
last
your nigga that bought years. You shit on the first date, y'all might not last the next week.
Right. That's what you do. Because that's what you do.
Right. So you know what? Really, honestly, I'm just like, listen, man. If you can't, if your chicken ain't right where you can take a dude out, then you shouldn't even be really trying to. Don't come at him. You know, if I came at you, then I owe you everything. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, if it was the other way around, then maybe you should at least, you know, at least think about it. Why?
Yeah.
Why not? What's wrong with that?
I actually have had
a female take me out. And our first time out, she paid for everything. I'm like, oh, that's... I'm saying I could have covered everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have to do that. I just thought that was real thoughtful. It was really nice when the roles get reversed. Somebody, I said something about that, and I had one of my Facebook friends say, I think it's so crazy how dudes are like women now. I'm like, how? Because we like to...
So y'all like
men reciprocation?
Now? So y'all like men now?
Really?
Y'all are like men then, if you're going to use that analogy. Because y'all really? Damn.
That's
y'all,
pretty
y'all
touchy.
Y'all
want
to do everything for yourself except when it comes to shit that benefits y'all. But like I said, internet got y'all fucked up anyway. Because every time y'all see something, it's a motherfucking, it's goals and shit like that.
Let me tell you something.
Beyonce be y'all goal and Jay be y'all goals. I bet you she buy him shit. She rich. She just as rich as he is.
Yeah.
And
she done bought him big, an island. What you talking about?
A motherfucking island.
And she bought him an island.
Motherfucking
she bought him an island. You know, land is scarce, so she bought him an island.
She bought him an island.
How y'all feel about the twin shit and her whole performance at the Grammys and all that?
I don't know what to think, but I just know that she's like fucking awesome. Like she does everything when the shit is all said and done, and you talk about Beyonce, you gonna say the motherfucker did everything you could do, legendary, top notch, diva, everything. She just everything. So like I can't never like when people. I think they overload the internet with what she doing because like it's like she's one of the artists where you don't even have to do that. You don't gotta give her no internet promo, Twitter, Facebook. Because really, her fans you just put out a video. She do videos for like all her songs in one DVD and just boom, boom. Like
she
you just get most, everything
right?
in one
she
time.
Be doing the most.
Okay, okay. So here's my thing about B. Right. She is a once in a lifetime kind of artist.
This is why I say this. Hear me out. All right? She does everything. She fucking, her performances be retarded. She can sing. She can dance. She can put on a retarded show. Retarded. And she's the basically the best entertainer alive right now. Now, when I say this, she gets a lot of hate because she has a fan base that is like, and I don't want to get the Beehive started, but she has a fan base that basically worships her like a god. They so do, it causes a lot of people to hate. But let me get this in your head right quick. When Michael Jackson was alive, that other once in a lifetime kind of star like that,
truly though,
his fan base was worse. I used to get in fights when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You call Michael Jackson gay, you're going in the headlock. You can't. And we're and I don't fuck with you for the rest of the school year.
It was completely justified.
He had a fan base, but a lot of motherfuckers, see, everybody like Mike now because he dead. That's but a lot of motherfuckers hated on Mike the same way they hate on Beyonce. She be getting haters like how Mike got haters. He had haters. You wouldn't believe it now because he dead. Mm-hmm. But the point I'm making is fucking, she is the best entertainer I done seen since motherfucking Mike. But black people have this tendency to fucking hate on, like, all right, the biggest star in the world is a black person, right? It's a black woman. Embrace that shit. Even if you don't like her, embrace that shit anyway. Don't hate, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucking Spanish people ain't hating on motherfucking Gloria Estefan or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, we the only culture that do that shit. We always fucking hate on our own, bro. Motherfuckers don't do that. Like, Canadians, they fucking love Celine Dion. You not gonna ever hear no Canadian say no bullshit about Celine Dion, bro. Like, ever. Selena, you ain't gonna hear no Mexican be like, fuck Selena.
You'll definitely get stabbed.
Even if they like her music, they gonna act like they like. That's how they motherfucking do. But shit, let a fucking Beyonce post come on Facebook. You gonna see a whole line of black bitter fucking bitches hating on her real bad. Like, damn, why y'all hate her so much? I seen this one shorty. She was fucking posting shit about how her first pregnancy was fake and how this one is fake. And I'm like, damn, y'all really hate this motherfucker.
Probably
like,
was saying that shit because she one of them conspiracy women, you know what I'm saying? Doing all the Illuminati stuff and all that.
That conspiracy shit be crazy. It'd be serious. So I completely understand why a lot of motherfuckers don't like B because her fan base making out. Yeah. But you gotta realize she has a cult following because she's a fucking superstar. She you know is. What I'm saying? Like she's a once in a lifetime kind of fucking person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta embrace that shit while it's here. Yeah. When she gone, you see what I'm saying? Like, you gonna be like, damn, that motherfucker was definitely alright.
She was she got volume, bro.
One of the best ever to do it.
She's
the best
out right now. She's the best entertainer on the planet in my opinion at the moment.
Yeah, I definitely.
Since Mike. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel.
I don't feel like she better than
Janet.
You
had Mike and Prince and all of them, huh? Well,
Janet's like my top female performer.
I think she's a better entertainer than Janet.
Nah, she got more in her show, but Janet just
she got more shit in
Janet
her show.
Just had dances and vote. Like, that's all she ever gave you, bro.
She could dance like Janet. But Janet can't sing like
her. And then when she did the little lap dance thing, I was like, she the best ever, bro.
Okay, so you gotta remember when Destiny Child did that shit.
But that was nah.
But that was after she came after though. You know what I'm saying? They ain't from the same era.
Janet.
Don't get it twisted. Janet could dance her ass off. And I feel you about Beyonce got more shit in her show.
She just got more lights.
But Beyonce could dance just as good as Janet. Janet can't sing for shit. Let's just be all the way real.
Man,
you ain't never seen an artist that could dance that could sing too. Like J-Lo, she could dance her ass off, but she can't sing too. Adele could sing her ass off, but she can't dance. Motherfucking Ciara could dance. She can't sing for shit.
I think that
Rihanna can't do either one. I'm sorry. I'm just going to keep it. She can't dance or sing. She just makes
eye contact.
Yeah,
she make eye contact and it's a wrap.
That's
Rihanna's thing.
It's a weird eye contact combo. She's a hustler.
Like, she look at you, you feel like you looking at like a snake or some shit.
Who, Rihanna?
Yeah, you hypnotized.
I mean, she's sexy, but she a product of the studio. She make great ass music.
Yeah.
But she ain't never been a great singer or a dancer.
So then she's a model that became one of the hottest
female R&B. She's a good model, and she's a fashion icon, if you want to give her that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. You ain't never seen a motherfucker like Beyonce. Like, Whitney had the lungs. Whitney wasn't out there dancing.
Right.
God rest her soul. And Mariah had the lungs too. She went out there. She knew both. Madonna could dance. She can't sing.
Hold on. How about Tina, man? I know it's a little bit before us though, but It's still out there for us to look at.
Incredible.
It's still out there for us to look at.
I feel like Tina. I feel like Tina was just as good as B. Yeah, I do. Okay.
Yeah.
I think actually, if it wasn't no Tina, it wouldn't be no B. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Right.
I think she actually patterned herself more after Tina than she did anybody else.
Of course, yeah.
Anybody else.
That's like how James Brown is the Michael. Tina is to fucking Beyonce when James Brown is the Michael.
Why are we talking about James Brown, man? Shout out. And rest in peace to Clyde Sutherfield for his thing. They said that this guy is the nigga who architected the first hip hop drum pattern that was sampled. And you know, he passed away. He was a legendary drummer from the JB's band. Awesome drummer, man. Him and Jabbo was one of the two best drummers I ever heard of in my life. They definitely changed the sound of hip hop with the samples that they chose to use. So, rest in peace to Clyde and the family and all of that, man. You definitely made some hip hop classics. We're gonna continue to listen to that for forever, probably. You know what I'm saying? While we here, because thinking of a master plan, Rakim, one of the best hip hop bars songs. Mm-hmm. That beat was crazy. And he the guy who made the drums, you know what I mean? So, you know, we got to definitely say rest in peace. And, I mean, however many times you want to go to the record with Lloyd and Lil Wayne all around the world, I mean, it's a lot of records, you know what I'm saying? So we want to say rest in peace to Clyde Sutherfield because he's definitely a legend in the music game. We love legends here at FTP, so it wouldn't be right if we didn't mention them. So, you know, with everything that's going on right now, you know, we in the Trump era. Where niggas is, I ain't never really seen nobody really, I never seen no president have no hate like that right up front. Like, they, we talking about like a month and some change or something. Like, it's fresh and people, I never seen nobody say they want to get their president impeached in like 4 or 5 weeks. Like, this shit is the most ridiculous. I mean, I don't know if it can get more ridiculous. He's a hideous guy, yo. Like, really, yeah. He's a hideous character. Like, I don't know what the fuck we want to call this guy. Like, he's just hideous, bro. Like, I mean, this shit is sloppy.
I think it's hilarious but, to try to watch this guy. You know, he's the entertainer, right?
So it's kinda, he's being the entertainer.
It's kind of hard to watch him. You know what I'm saying? Do these speeches that people wrote for him and look serious as hell on stage and in front of the camera, like that ain't Trump.
That ain't
Mr. Trump right there, man.
Yeah, because it's crazy because let's look at like back in the day. I'm just, you know, just be like for real, like back in the day
when I was young.
I'm not anymore, but
some days
I was a kid. Shout out to Ahmad, man. That was a great song, great record. You know, you think about when we used to fuck with him, like back in the Trump Plaza days when he was like the casino guy, the Las Vegas guy. I ain't gonna say my grandma was like, you know, a follower, but we used to like, you know, you respected him because of, you know, what he got, what he had, what he was doing. He was mingling with motherfucking Jesse Jackson and all kind of our people. You know, we didn't really never look at him as like a threat. But then, you know, you speed it up 25, whatever years later. Run for president. Now he's all of a sudden like this, you know, this other type of guy. I mean, it's weird because it's almost like we're appealing to support somebody who we used to fuck with. Like you never had no issues, no nothing about Don. Let's just say when I seen Donald Trump on Lifestyles of Rich and Famous with Robin Leach, me and my grandma was like, damn, look at Trump house. You know what I'm saying? We fought with him. And then you look about now, it's like, man, this nigga is a totally, this nigga trying to destruct the country.
He living in a small house,
you know,
now.
It's crazy how the times done flipped. Like, this guy really is running for president. We really was, you know, like I said, he had respect back in the day. Yeah. Yeah, like, you feel
who
me?
Who
like,
knew that guy was going to be the president?
And who knew in a month? If him being the president, they like, nah, we take that back. This guy is crazy. Like, because the whole band situation right now, that shit is wicked. That shit is some wicked shit. I mean, granted, they feel like the people get to come over here and, you know what I'm saying, make our money and shit and, you know, take it back. You know what I mean? But it's whatever they try to say about it, but you know, at the end of the day, man, them people got families over here. They've been over here their whole life.
And ain't we supposed to be the big brother?
Yeah. You feel me? Like, you feel me? Yeah.
So y'all think he gonna run the joint like a corporation?
I don't.
Is he the first billionaire?
That's what I'm saying. Like, does he still have all of his other joint ventures while he's a president? Like,
with them niggas from
is he still doing casinos shit? And is he still doing all this other shit
while he's president? He has to. His name is still on the lease.
Really? So like when Bush was a president, he was still the oil man too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I never even thought about that until just right now.
Yeah.
Still the oil man.
Still the oil
man.
So
this man's still the casino man. He's
still
the
casino man. He's still an entertainer, but just the president. They have another apprentice coming on or some shit like
former
that.
Former USFL, bro. Your president, Donald Trump, man.
Motherfucking Trump Donald, boy.
I'm telling you, man.
That shit is crazy.
It's America, man.
He's marketing himself to being the president, bro. Like
he got the most awesomest resume stat of all time.
Yeah, billionaire and the president.
And the president, man.
Rich and powerful. Like, you can't get no more rich and powerful than that. It's like you the most powerful man in the world, and you a billionaire.
And you a billionaire. And you a leader crazy. of the free
that nigga,
world.
And like, you the leader of the
like
free
the most
world.
Successful nigga of all time.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
If you think about it, you want your son to be like that guy right there.
Fucking dickhead, too.
Hell yeah,
that
you
shit
do.
Is crazy.
It's crazy, man.
He shaped up to be everything you want to be.
He a crook. I made a comment that said O.J. Simpson 2020. I'm going to go ahead and recant that because I'm finally watching that O.J. versus...
You finally watching it then?
I take that shit all the way back.
Is that shit wicked or not? Is that shit wicked or not?
Nah, but shit, man. I take it all the way back, bro. But for real, man, like, if my president... If my president is a criminal, how come my president can't be a murderer? You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for
right.
You said OJ 2020.
I take it back, bro.
I think he's going to get like 3 votes.
Maybe. Maybe.
Niggas not going to vote for that nigga,
fuck
boy.
With him,
but for real, man.
They ain't going to fuck with him,
man. My dad get mad, man, because I'm one of the ones who didn't vote. I'm going to go ahead and say that. I'm going to say that first. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, so, you ain't put that vote in?
So he feel like...
you weren't fucking with neither one
so
of
he
them,
feel
bro.
Like I put Trump in, and, you know, he gets furious with me and stuff. And I feel his
Cosby
point.
Cosby mad as hell
I
out
feel
there.
His point. My dad, you know what I'm saying, turned 70 on March 12th, man. Still going around, still strong. Thomas.
Oh, you so, a late in life, baby.
You know it. You know yes, what I'm saying? So, like... He get furious, but, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to fix it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I can't really cast my vote.
Yo, What if niggas reelect that boy, man?
I mean, it's the country where you can do shit like that.
Yo,
it's the country where you can literally do shit like that. You can do what the fuck you want to in the United States of America, except be black and be mad in public. That's the only thing you can't do. Because you'll get shot. But other than that,
they'll shoot the shit out you.
You can do anything you want to, man.
It's the free world.
It's the free world, man.
It's the motherfucking free world. So at the end of the day, I mean, I ain't mad at Mr. Motherfucking Trump, man. I ain't mad at him. I hope he do something for the motherfucking people, though, man. And stop trying to...
Mr. Trump.
You know, keep the people out the country unless you know it's a threat, then I'm going to start thinking what the fuck you know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You on the inside knowing shit that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't never good because, you know, the people was out never. There.
Yeah, he supposed to read that book. The all president's supposed to read.
Yeah.
To know all the secrets.
You know, I've been
That's a dangerous procedure.
Like, this nigga know. Like,
that's
that
a dangerous
nigga,
procedure.
Like, that nigga the secret. Oh, my God.
That's
goodness.
A dangerous procedure, man. Somebody that need to supervise crazy. The shit out of that right there, please.
Yeah, we just want to fix things ourselves. We need to fix shit amongst ourselves first. The president is just a fixture in the free world, but in the streets, in the neighborhoods, in the cities, we need to fix us. And that's the most important part that you should take away from this part of the conversation, because we talk about the Trump Donald. It doesn't mean that we respect that he's going to fix everything, because the guy's not going to fix everything until we fix each other is the only way we're going to fix everything. So people, stop killing people over shoes and jewelry and cars and all of that whack shit, because all of those things can't be replaced. The life cannot. And when I hear about my people having to go through the whack shit just to be fresh, I'd be questioning y'all, because you guys are like little roaches and rats. You struggling, and you would rob somebody for something that's merely enough to pay a rent payment. So what you should really do is think about, fuck the president, get yourself together, because y'all out here robbing and stealing little shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was kicking in doors to steal TVs, computers, not trying to kill nobody just to get money to come up. Now, that's the game it be. But when you got to kill somebody, rob, and doing the stabbing and crazy shit to be a little jack nigga to get money, man, you hurting, man. You a roach out here. I'm going to let you know right now. I'm going to tell you right here first on FTP. You whack niggas is broke. That's the problem. And you need to get some money about yourself and your own motherfucking money. You ain't a man if you can't get your own motherfucking money, man. Mm. Real shit. If you can't get your own money, I'm telling you right now, you can't get your own motherfucking money. You hurting them feelings out here. You ain't no real man. You out there just goddamn peddling bullshit. You're nothing.
Y'all ever been stopped?
Don't be hurting on no feelings.
Y'all ever been stopped by somebody inside Walmart peddling for change and money inside the store? Oh, hell, real? That's crazy. I got stopped for the first time today. I thought y'all did business outside the store. I didn't know y'all were allowed to come inside the store. Yeah, I think he must have slipped by.
He slipped by.
He said it was for some smoke.
You're not going to see anything in Walmart. Mm. Walmart is the most you can. They need to have more security in Walmart. This shit be fucking wicked.
I know one time they was getting ready to give out some child winter coats, and it was about to be a riot in that bitch, bro. Like, no security.
That's what I'm saying. Walmart is too open. Like, I'm just saying, just in case, have somebody on standby, not just standby, because like really, any time Walmart can get popping. I wonder if they got metal detectors by the doors, because I mean, shit is tragic. Especially in my little city right now. Pray for the triad people, please, because this shit right here is hectic. Niggas is getting shot left and right. I don't know what's going on. I ain't in the streets. That shit,
niggas is, yo.
It to be so small,
like, we ain't got the population to deal with shit like this, bro. Exactly. Like, when niggas die, like, at this,
know who it is.
When niggas die at this speed, that shit hurt way too bad, bro. Yes, you know what I'm saying? It's sickening.
Like, because it's too small out here. Like,
too many people getting hit by each death. You feel me?
Yeah. Like you know somebody who fucked with the person. Yeah,
you know?
It's rough. So crazy. It's fucking with you because your man fucked up. Because that was your man's man. Like, yo, it's shit is just ridiculous. We definitely gotta fix us, man. That's the problem, man. We gotta fix us. This shit right here is crazy. That's
right. People, stop being sheeple.
Yeah. Damn, like, niggas is just taking lives, killing niggas' kids. Like, yo, these niggas don't got no kind of fucking...
They said this generation is the most disrespectful generation.
Because they ain't got no direction,
man. I mean, they like, quick to coin shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But fuck, I mean, they are the reason why this generation is the most disrespectful.
I agree. I kind of get what you're saying.
The people that coin that shit, it's their fault. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what? Now that I think about it, just to add on to what you're saying, let me tell you, right? In my day, as a kid, my mom, my grandparents, my aunts, uncles, I was attended to. Mm-hmm. The kids that came up, like, let's say the 90s babies, really, those moms was going to the club and really you with your cousin, your auntie, you feel me? Like, I mean, you know, that was the year of the serious babysitting era where your people felt like, oh, I'm out here doing, you know what I'm saying? I'm still doing my motherfucking thing. I'm still doing my motherfucking thing. Like, I got a babysitter. This is literally, the 90s was literally... I got a babysitter era.
That was it.
Everybody grew up, man. And just was like, everybody, if you ain't, like, my sisters, they had me. They came from that real steel, so I could keep them grounded. But some of my other little homies, they ruthless. Mm-hmm. They ain't gonna say, you know what I mean? They got manners, but they off the chain. Mm-hmm. I just think the 90s was when that shit switched all the way up.
And let me tell you something to you so called gangbangers. If you out there beefing with niggas, you got money on your head, you got beef with a nigga, you just murked his homeboy, you know they're going to retaliate. Stop fucking walking around with your kids. Yeah. Stop driving around with your kids.
That look real bad.
What the fuck is wrong with you niggas, man?
That's crazy.
You niggas have no direction. Crazy. You niggas don't know how to even fucking be gangsters. You don't do shit like, you don't put your family in harm's way, man. Like, why the fuck are y'all niggas...
Like, directly in harm's way, like...
With your kids.
On the wrong
nigga
side.
Nigga gonna pull up on you, start blasting. You ain't got time to shield your kid. Even if you do, that still ain't gonna stop him from getting hit. But you that got niggas gotta move smarter, man. Stop doing stupid shit, because that shit is really annoying the fuck out of me. Like, a lot of kids is getting killed because they got dumbass parents. You know what I'm saying? And I'm usually the type of nigga, mind my business. Whatever situation you got going on is yours. But when I see kids dying and shit, that shit bothers me, man. Especially when it's y'all dumbass niggas' faults. You know what I'm saying? If you know you got some serious beef like that, don't even, for real, don't even go around them no more. You know what I'm saying? Because you can be at the crib and them bullets will go through your house and hit one of the kids. You know what I'm saying? If you live in that lifestyle, then stay the fuck away. Take care of your kids. Send money. Do this, do that. They gotta meet you, meet them out of town or something. Don't be fucking walking around with your kids and all that dumb shit. I seen a video, a nigga was like, he was walking with his daughter. She on the side of him, on the side of him where the street is. That's the first wrong thing. When you walking with your girl, your daughter, anybody, you supposed to be on the side of the traffic where this fucking street is. So that was the first thing when I was like, yeah, this nigga ain't all the way there. Then a nigga pull up in the rival gang. A nigga in the rival gang pull up and he like, nigga, I could have killed you right now. But you with your daughter, you lucky, you lacking. And homie with the daughter like, nah, I got my gun on me.
Yeah, he was ready, right?
And you got your fucking daughter with you, nigga.
That's crazy. What
if he start busting? I'm talking about you got it on you. What the fuck is that going to do? And your daughter is on the side of the street where niggas would start busting. So, long story short, y'all niggas got to chill. Yeah. But look, man, it's been fun, man. We about to get the fuck out of here because niggas got moves to make. You know what I'm saying? The night ain't over yet. You know what I'm saying? It's only fucking...
This episode of FTP was brought to you by...
Faust Cleaning Service.
Carolina Beauties and...
FTP Management.
FTP Management and motherfucking Kitchen La Lit.
Kitchen La Lit.
Talk to them about Kitchen La Lit a little bit.
Real quick, Kitchen La Lit is going to be a super duper urbanized kitchen coming to you real soon. We're like,
yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We can give you some really good food and give you a real ass experience at the same time. Like,
yes, sir.
You know, not really fucking with the commercialism.
Yes, sir.
It's going to go down in Kitchen La Lit. You know what I'm saying? This is, right now, it's in the prospective phases, man.
Tell them what you be making.
Nigga, we doing empanadas right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now,
specialties.
I got the beef empanadas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely enjoy making them shits. Some shits is really fucking good.
They
you know?
Really so are like, with the aioli sauce.
When you enjoy making it and when the people enjoy eating the shit, I think it's a winning idea, you know. So Kitchen La Lit, going to be bringing you these empanadas real soon. I got a super duper nice chicken recipe I'm coming up with right now that's going to taste really fucking awesome.
So check it out, though. And also, Kitchen La Lit, you also can watch my main man, Chef Silva, over here preparing those empanadas on what you're trying to eat. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homeboy Tree 80, who will be
in the building
on the
well.
Show as well with what you trying to eat. Shout out to Tree 80.
Shout out to my man Tree 80,
my guy. But this has been FTP, and FTP first quarter was good. We salute everybody. Faust, what's up? We out. One.
Shout out to Great Tusk too. About to bring that back in a second. One hundred.